Well, now's the time when we get to enjoy the thoughts that someone has that's willing to share them with us. You know, first of all, no one has monopoly on truth. We search until we find what feels right. Then that becomes our truth. But nobody has all the answers. And someday we'll find out how right and how wrong we are. But, you know, God uses each and every one of us on this earth, uses us to help each other, either in thought, deed, or action. And we need to each one be alert so that God can use us and encourage God to use each and every one of us more and more. So the person that's going to share their thoughts with us tonight, it's their thoughts that they have searched till they find what is right for them. And this young lady has done exactly that. She has searched till she found what's right for her. And then she's going to share her thoughts with us. And everybody run them through your God self and accept what feels right to you. Because, again, I don't care how big your church is, how much money you have, how much fancy clothing you can put on, nobody has monopoly on truth. I found my truth, and it really makes me happy. I believe that when you find your truth, it will make you happy. It's a joyous feeling. It's a comforting feeling. And I'm thankful when anyone lets me share my thoughts. That's the way this young lady is that's going to share her thoughts with us tonight. She hardly ever misses class. You know, some people they'll come this week, but, I think I'll roll over and go back to sleep next week. This young lady hardly ever misses class. And she's also a good mommy, isn't she, honey? She's one of the best mommies you're going to find. And this is our Claudia.
Hi. I'm really, really nervous because I know there's a lot of new people, and I see a lot of people that have been coming here forever, and it's I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I just want to share a few things that happened in my life, and at the beginning, I didn't know what it was, and I was very lucky to be. I was very protected. I was the sixth of, the youngest of six sisters, and my sister got to take care of me. She was in her 20s, and I was just 6 years old. So I was pretty much wild. I was very wild. I would, do what I wanted. I will climb trees. I will skateboard, bicycles, everything. I was always on the street, doing weird things, climbing trees and stuff. Never, ever, ever I had an accident, ever. So I didn't know then that I was protected by my angels and God. But it's just, I'm just going to tell you a few God stories that I have. God stories for me is some people call it synchronicity. Some people call it miracles. Some people call it whatever you want to call it, but we call it God stories. And I didn't know anything about spirituality and spirits or things like that, but I think I was in touch with them ever since I was a little girl. And I started, the first time I remember I saw spirit, it was when I was 6 years old. My mom had passed away, and it was my first communion. I was raised Catholic, and it was a very big deal. It was a big, 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 party and the church and it was big deal. And I remember I was in my bed, and all of a sudden, I saw this silhouette right next to my dress. My dress was hanging on the door, and I was like, what is that? So I woke my sister that was in the next to me in the same room, and I told her there's somebody there. There was somebody there standing there, And she was like, oh, my goodness. And I knew it wasn't my dad. My dad had these weird habits. He has his own bedroom, but he always go to the half bedroom to go and brush his teeth at 5 o'clock in the morning. So my sister, are you sure it wasn't my dad? I'm sure it wasn't my dad. It was not my dad. So then she told my dad. And my dad was like, look, he was like a detective, and he was looking everywhere, and under the beds, and in the closet, and stuff. Nobody ever saw anything. So I just, forget about it. Then we used to have a piano in our house. It was more like those pianos that you can, you move your feet, and it plays the song. I don't know what they call it. And I used to love to go there and just play with the piano and stuff. And I have this little moth, like, always there with me. Like, this little moth just flying around. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know then, but I remembered those things, which is kind of funny now that I think about it. So that was some things that I'm like, oh, that's strange, And she will just go in my finger or, just fly around me. And then later on, many things happen, and like I told you, never, ever, ever had an accident or anything like that. And I really put myself out there in danger. So one time, some of my friends, when I was like 21 or so, my friends, oh, come on, we are going to be in the United States. We're going to study and stuff and just come and visit us and la, la, la. Well, long story short, they left me stranded in Los Angeles. I didn't have any money, nothing at all. I would just go home and say, no, everything's fine. I'm doing great. I'm just going to stay a few more days and this and that. I never told them what was going on. I didn't have a place to live. Everything was just a disaster. I didn't have any money. But I found one of my first angels. I believe angels are not just like these things that we don't see and they, oh, I'm feeling nice. It's not just things that you don't see or they're, in heaven. I think sometimes you find angels on earth. And one person, she didn't have never talked to her before. I don't know how I met her. I don't remember. She offered me to stay in her house. Who offers you to stay in a house? Like, you don't know this person. She gave me a job, wrapping a gift for Christmas. So I earned some money. I work in a laundromat. It was the worst job ever. It was super cold, and my hands were like, very sore. So, but she gave me a job, and she gave me a place to stay. I didn't think about it then. I didn't think anything like, not even like, oh, I'm so lucky. Nope. But I was really depressed, and I just wanted to go back to Mexico. So I was waiting for the bus. And all of a sudden, this guy came to me, a homeless guy. And, of course, I didn't talk to anybody or anything, But he came to me, and I still remember those eyes. Those were beautiful blue eyes. But it was a homeless guy, And he told me, I'm a ghost. And I was like, what's up with this guy? I'm a ghost, but I'm a good ghost. And everything is going to be all right. And I didn't even think about it I'm like, what's going on with this, So I jumped in the bus. He went right behind me, paid the bus. And in the next stop, he left the bus. Like, why do you pay if you're not going to go anywhere, right? I never thought about it. I really didn't, It was just very interesting to me. And so on and on. These things keep happening to me. I didn't know about this church or anything about spirit and nothing at all. So then I'm going to jump a whole bunch of things that happened to me. I really, really put myself in danger so many times. I never got in drugs. I never got in jail. I never got in any trouble. And believe me, I really tried. Like, I put myself in the worst position you can ever be. And so I'm going to jump many, 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 many years. So I came to this country. I got married. And in 2009, I got divorced. And that was one of the worst things I ever been through. It was really, really, really difficult. It was I was by myself here, no family. So it was really, really difficult. I have my little daughter was like 6 years old or eight, something like that. I don't remember. And my son was about to turn 18. So, eight. You were eight. They're 10 years apart. So it was really, really difficult time. And we still all live in the same house. I couldn't get out because I didn't have any money. So I was just, please, I just need to find, you know, a place so I can live with my kids and, you know, and keep working and do what I do. So I went to the first place I found in the same area where I live, in Point Loma. And I went to this apartment complex. It's very, like, you know, like they have offices and everything and, you know. And I went there and I said, I need to rent an apartment. And they go, well, you know, you need to have money in the bank. We need to check your credit, la, 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 la. My credit was okay, but I didn't have a penny. I did not have any money. So I said, well, what about if I tell you that I don't know when, but I'm going to get some money for the what it belongs to, the part of the house, you know. So but they pay me out. Well, they rent me the apartment. And that was a miracle. I don't think anybody here just go on, especially a company, they will not rent you an apartment. So we were very happy there, you know, trying to get through things. So that was it. But, you know, I was paying a lot of money for that apartment. It's like all my money went there and, you know, the kids and I have no money. And I said, oh, I wish I just had my place and find a, you know, nice place that I can live. I don't want to put my kids in a place that is not safe for them. So I said, well, that'd be so nice to have like a little place, like a condo or something, you know. So, and this is very important that for you to know. I have no idea. I'm not good for the finances. I'm not the kind of, oh, she's so smart that she's thinking about this, and then this is going to happen, and then she's going to invest in that. Never. Ever in my life. So I was like, that would be nice. So I got a realtor, and the funny part about it, it was the guy that worked at the IRS? No, it's not IRS. It's a where you do your citizenship and stuff. And that was the guy that we were working with. But many, many years later, like I'm talking about 10 years later, I'm like, oh, that's funny. But anyway, it didn't work, and I divorced him too. he was looking for places that, oh, you can get this and that. And I'm like, do you understand? I have a daughter. And we're going to be over by ourselves. My son is gone. So he went to Mexico. And I don't want to be in a dangerous place. I don't want to put my daughter in any risk. So I need to find a place here or here or here or this area. Oh, there's no way. No way. Because I have my payout for the house. No way you're going to find anything but the kind of money you have. I'm like, okay, well, sorry. You know, I'm just going to stop looking. I didn't stop looking. And then I don't know. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but I met this lady. Her name was Consuelo. Consuelo is like a comfort in English. Yeah. I mean, in Spanish. Yeah. So, thank you. So, her name was Consuelo. And I met her, and immediately we loved each other. She was a super nice lady. I really like her. And she will take me to places that it wasn't what I was expecting, but I'm, oh, this is okay, maybe I can afford this. No, I don't see you there. You need something better. I'm like, okay. So long story short, we didn't look at many places. There was this place in Mission Valley, and the prices were like, there is no way I could afford it then. But there was this little place. I said, let's just go and see it. So I went there, and he said, this is bank-owned. And it's super cheap. It's like half of price of the others. And I'm like, oh, cool. But it's very difficult to get it. The banks are very difficult to work with. It may take months for you to get it. But let's try. I'm not good dealing with that, but my son is. So we'll leave you in his hands. So long story short, I got the place. The place was perfect. I didn't have to, because you know when these bankrolls, sometimes they take like the floor and whatever they can with them. So it was perfect. Paint, fresh paint. They left a Bible there. They left the Bible. And I got it in less than a month. I was like, you know, moving. So that happened. And then, well, I was like, oh, I'm paying too much in like, you know, HOA. It was a lot of money for HOA. I'm like, I could be putting that money in, you know, pay the same amount, but for a house or something. Well, it was just an idea. We look and stuff, and of course, I didn't like anything. But all of a sudden, there is this little house. This, I said, this is the last one I want to see. There is this beautiful little house that it was just new remodel. Everything was just perfect. And the guy told me, yeah, but we need to first, there's many offers, so you need to sell your place first. So, you know, it's going to be difficult. And I'm like, okay, well, but just try. Well, it ended up being a house that my realtor, he works for the same company, and they do flips. So they say, he told them, she is for good. She can afford it. We just need to sell her house, but it's for real, and she's going to put all the what she had for down. And they went like, okay, we'll wait for her. So we moved like, you know, immediately. The same day that I leave the condo, I moved to the other house. It was like crazy, but I did. So this is just to tell you, like, oh, how lucky is she? It's just to tell you that everything you do, there's so much help up there. And I never lose my faith. Of course, I cry. Of course, I have, like, issues. Of course, there are things that don't, you know, sometimes they don't work the way you want it. But there's always, maybe sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you need to be aware, like, okay, this is right there. I need to take it. Or sometimes things just happen. So that was more what I wanted to talk to you about. That everything, those synchronicities, those things, I call it miracles because it really, for me, it's a miracle. Everything that happened in, like, you know, so perfect timing. So that is all before I start coming here. I didn't know about, like, you can ask. I didn't know about that the spirits are just there, like, waiting for you to say, please, can I do this or can I have that? And I started coming to Mila's classes for a couple of years. And like she said, I never miss one. And this is because I love it so much. So the funny part about it is, like, I learned that if you ask, they will provide whatever you need. And sometimes, but you need to be very careful what you ask for. But it's funny because one day, this is when I'm aware that there's spirit and the synchronicities are miracles and the things that are happening is because I have help up there. One day, I like to take my lunch in a place near the ocean that is really beautiful. And I will go there and read or, you know, talk to God or whatever, you know, just spend my time there, just looking at the beautiful waves. So one day I was reading this book, and it was really interesting. I'm sorry, I'm having a spirit is coming. So I was in my favorite place. It's a rock right next to the stairs going down to the ocean. And I love to sit there, right next to the stairs. And one day I was reading this book, and it was really interesting because it says, it said something like, you know, if you, I just told God, I opened my heart to you. And I never thought about it because you're like, oh, God, and I was Catholic, and prayed and you like, you know, oh, my fault and this. So it says something like, just open your heart to God. And I closed my eyes and said, God, I open my heart to you. And that was it. And then I keep reading, and there comes this really old guy. And seriously, he was like going down the stairs, like so difficult, like it was really hard for him to go down the stairs. But he was very slowly, and it just caught my attention. At the end of the stairs, he stopped, turned around to me, and said, he said something like that, "You're going to get hemorrhoids in that rock." but before that, I said, "God, if you hear me, just, you know, let me know that you're with me." So he said, "You're going to get hemorrhoids in that that rock is hot." And I just like, well, like, okay. And then he just looked at me like, okay, that wasn't enough. All right. So he said, "What are you reading about?" And I said, "About God." And he just looked at me and said, "Great." And I said, "Have a good day." He went up the stairs really slow. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so great. So this is just to tell you that God is exactly the way you want it. He will talk to you exactly the way you understand him. He's not a God that will tell you all these weird things that you don't understand. He's just so there, and he understands you so good, like your own kids. You know how to talk to your kids sometimes. So she's like, no. You know how to talk to your kids. God knows how to talk to us. And that was the way I wanted God to talk to me, because I'm like that. I'm just like, I just like weird things, funny things, you know. So let me see if I have something else here. Well, the point is that if you stop, yeah, we go through a lot of stuff. Everybody does, and we have really difficult times and, you know, and struggles. But if we really look back and look at those little miracles, all those little things, and be grateful with what we have, and be grateful with, be aware that these things are happening, and this, that is so easy to just talk to God, like, just like that, like your friend. There's one thing that I shared the other day in one class, and they thought it was hilarious, but it's true. Like, I like firefighters. I just love to see firefighters. And I love Shiba Inus, the little dogs. I just love them. And I love, the hawks too. Those are big, the hummingbirds and stuff. And one day, walking with my daughter, I always tell God, "God, show me something. You don't need to ask those things, but I'm like that. I really like to ask for silly things, but he is really nice." So I said, "God, just show us a whole bunch of beautiful things so know you're here with us." We were walking in the same spot. So all of a sudden, there comes the firefighters, like, you know, in their big truck, and they go, "Thank you, God." And then right there, Shiba Inus are really difficult to find. It's not an easy dog, like, you know. Guess what? 2 Shiba Inus, and I get to pet them, right? Oh, my goodness, that was my day. And then all of a sudden, this little hummingbird. What else we saw? I don't remember. It was just one thing after another. So ask God, and you'll see. Those little things are miracles. Those little things are telling you, yes, we are here with you. And that's my talk. Just count your blessings, and I hope it wasn't too weird for you. I hope the people that is new don't, you know, come back. Hopefully. Thank
you.
Isn't she an angel? She's an angel. And she's got a wonderful daughter sitting right there listening to every word. She memorized your whole speech. Her daughter did. It's nice, we know, when you share your life with others. I think so, anyway.